What letter does Torah Shabbat Peh begin with?
Mem.
Mem. And what letter does Torah Shabbat Peh end with?
Mem.
Shem Yivarch is Amen Hashem. The final Mem. You know, the Chapter of Avot of the Rav Shitzah says, how do you say with your lips the letter Mem? Meh. Hmm. Open and close. So the Rav Shitzah, when you open your mouth, make sure only Torah comes out. As soon as you finish Torah, close your mouth. And nobody else should have an achiza. He says that's why Torah begins with a mem, meh. Hmm. Torah, as soon as you finish learning, close your mouth. As we know it's the same. The Yisoid is the discussed before on the Esesrius on the pond. The Yisoid is this Messiah on the Peh. Bris Hamar, it's if it's here, says Bris Mila is connected to Bris HaPeh. Bris HaLoshem. This week's parasha, right? Lenechtam, but Shachis Aretz, Shachazer, Levatala, Pegam, and Bris. And Noach was a Ish Tomim, Tzadik, Tomim Vayedur. So what's Tzadik? Tzadik, the not a Bris. And that's why he made a Teva of Lamed Shein Nun, measurements, which is Rosh Teva's Lashon. He was a Shomer. They were all parrots. And therefore, from Tzafan to Patach Ara, the whole world was destroyed. He was a Tomim. He went into a Teva, and the Teva was closed. Teva is a box. Box is closed. Tznius. Sorrow was hidden in a teva. That's closed. That's closed. So the whole world there was Prutza. And Noach was a tzaddik ishtomim. He was a shem abris. Shem abris goes together with shmiras haloshim. All the svarim say it's still based on the same yitzir. Bris hamor, the bris mila is connected bris haloshim. Somebody who's poigim in his pair is poigim in his bris as well. He goes, Haino Hach, a Baal Lashon Hara is a Baal Poigim Abris. A Baal Poigim Abris is a Baal Lashon Hara. Whichever one is Poigim, you can see that Mamish, a parallel to that, he'll be Poigim on the other one. So all the Chumras that we have of Lashon Hara and everything is because the Etzem Lashon Hara is a Pegam Abris. It's Pegam Abris HaLashon. The spheres prepare, it's a higher, in certain ways, it's a higher Chin of Pegam Abris. Chazal said, now a person should have had two mouths, one mouth for Chazal, and one mouth for Dvar Batalim, and one mouth for thing. So Shabbos is the time where everything is sasam. Right? Shabbos is the time, it's Yedua, that's why Mechal Shabbos means Chal, whatever the reasons of the whole inning of all, everything has an aliyah. Right? And then there's a gap. You close off, the Koyach and Zachzainim can't get in. That's why Shabbos is the man of Mitzvah's Oina for Tamidei Chachamim. Shabbos is a day that's closed. There's a Havdalah between Shabbos and the rest of the days. It's closed. There's no breaches in Shabbos. A chil Shabbos is making a breach. But Shabbos is a time that's closed. That's why we see Shabbos Shalom. Right? Shabbat Shalom. It's closed. It's closed. There there's an emes tikkun yichud. And therefore, Dibon Metelem are also on Shabbos. From a tailor and Shabbos. Shabbos is the way it's closed. It's the same way it's closed, and therefore you can have a yichud of Puruvu, same way the Peh is closed, and you're talking about the Divrei Torah. And the same way as you make a yichud of Zoch HaNekeva with a bris, you make a yichud of a Ruch Nistik of Zoch HaNekeva with a Peh. The whole Indian of speaking Torah is because we're married. Right? Through the Torah, we're married to the Rabbi Shalom. The Luchas was the Tabas. Married because they're a boyishlam, so therefore in Chasam Shalom it's like betraying a marriage by talking Dvar Metelem on Shabbos Kilo as a Musik. So therefore, a person's got to be careful. In the same way as it's closed and Oynas Tamat Chacham, person's got to be careful Chasam Shalom. Should be especially careful on Shabbos not to speak Dvar Metelem, because that's a breach, Kilo a breach of an Kudal Midas HaYisal. That's the healing of Shabbos.